When receiving the Torah, the Jewish people are given a mission by God. The mission is Atem Tiuli Mamlecha Kohanim Vegoy Kadosh. You're going to be a Mamlechet Kohanim, a group of Kohanim. The question is, what does that mean to be Kohanim? So if you're going to say that it literally means to be Kohanim, so we know that that's not true, because the Kohanim, as much as I would love to be a Kohen, perhaps, I can't. I am not a Kohen. I was not. My father was not a Kohen. His father was not a Kohen. Therefore, I'm not going to be a Kohen. So what does it mean, Mamlecha Kohanim? So perhaps another explanation would be that we are, it's royalty, meaning from the Mamlecha. And with that is, again, same thing. We know that Malucha is not something that belongs to everyone, but rather the Malucha belongs to a specific group of people. You have to be from Shevet Yehuda, and even from Shevet Yehuda, it's still so much more limiting. Not everybody in Shevet Yehuda, a very, very distinct group within Shevet Yehuda, has the ability to be the Malachim, the kings. The Sfarno offers a fascinating answer, something so simple. But he says, it's not to be Kohanim, it's not to be Nevi'im, not to be prophets, not to be kings, but rather to be teachers. What does it mean to be teachers? How is one able to be a teacher? And what does that mean that the Jewish people are able to be teachers? So by Jonathan Sachs offers a fascinating, fascinating answer. He says, what Judaism offered to the world is an amazing thing. See, before Judaism, who was educated? Education was something from the elite. In fact, the word clerical, right, which is, you know, certain positions that we talk about in government, was from the word cleric, those people that were like the priestly people. What was it that they had? They had education. They knew how to read. Reading was a very, very uncommon phenomenon in the ancient world. And yet, if you look into our Torah, there's a beautiful pasuk in Shoftim which talks about it, Sefer Shoftim, where Gidon comes and says, I'm looking for someone to read something. He just goes to a random kid. The fact that Gidon can go to a random kid to ask to read something to him means that Judaism was presenting a world where everybody had the ability to read. What does it mean that you have the ability to read? It means that you are part of the process and you know and you can learn. If everybody could learn, then religion is not that which belongs to the elite. It's that which belongs to everyone. When Judaism presents itself as a Mamlecha Kohanim Vegoy Kadosh, what God is telling us is that this does not belong to one group of people. This belongs to everyone. No one can say, I'm not a rabbi. I'm not a Navi. I don't have a close connection with God. God says the exact opposite. No, Atem Tiuli Mamlecha Kohanim. Everybody matters, and everybody can teach, and everybody could learn. And that's the message that we give the world. We are a Mamlecha Kohanim. We teach the world that there is no such thing as an elite intellectual class, but that the Judaism, religion, can be that which belongs to everyone.